Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it's the Ghost. Welcome to They Call Me the Ghost and part 3 of Audrey. Let's move on to where she left off. And again, these are Audrey's words with a little help from me on how she might want to present it. But take it from Audrey, okay? And here we go with part 3. So to remind everyone, I hadn't told Aiden any of this while he was away. He just thought I was sick. My plan was to ride out the rest of that week at home, talk to Aiden over the weekend, and then I was really hoping it would all get worked out and things would be normal on Monday. Pregnant, okay, but normal. But the truth of the matter is that gut feelings are really just not wrong most of the time. And I felt that this was no different. That Friday night, yes, I was scared. I was also about to bust, though. I had some kind of truth inside of me, and I had to share it with him. I had to get my thoughts out there. As he settled in to relax, I almost wanted a glass of wine to share with him, have things just go back to normal. But truth be told, I never really wanted a glass of wine again, since that's where this whole thing started. So I downed a large glass of water. Aiden could see I was a mess, and he left his city view on the edge of the deck and came over and sat by me on our little couch. With the pregnancy already out there, I then just start crying. And I'm telling him I didn't think it was his. I mean, I'm fumbling with my words. And I knew as I said that was not really the greatest way to begin this, because at first he thought I cheated on him. But we did get through that. I told him no, Aiden's pretty patient, but I had to get the next part out quick. I brought up the vacation that we had. It was approximately 2 months before the day that I was trying to explain all this. That could help explain how the pregnancy started anyway. I mean, I replayed for him how we kind of partied on that trip, and maybe my pregnancy preventatives weren't working all that well. It does happen, and it could have happened to us. Looking back, I did have some memories of me not feeling great in the days after that trip, but, you know, we're so active, we eat healthy, and everything else. I just figured maybe I was coming down with something temporary. Nothing took me over, not like it has at this point. While trying to focus on what I had to say that night, I carefully turned to Aiden and I asked him to just listen. Let's say I was pregnant 2 months before. That would explain a few of the sickly feelings I've had, but it wasn't really anything for either of us to notice. I had to look back at everything that happened to even remember the days that I wasn't feeling so hot. So it wasn't standing out there as some big thing. Not like this last week, where I was completely sick, not feeling good at all. The vacation 2 months before didn't explain why I'm 4 months along, however. And that was a great point to start with. I mean, something was moving my pregnancy along faster than it should be going. Of course, Aiden was completely confused. He left my side and started walking around the patio, pacing a bit. I was leaving some pretty good hints, and I think he knew where I was headed about the alien thing, but neither of us wanted to say it. Had something happened to my baby? In my panicked state with tears flowing down my cheeks, I tell him what I think. What I think is that I did get pregnant with Aiden. This is what my instincts tell me. Then my irrational instincts follow that up by the fact that I either had a miscarriage that I didn't even notice and things were replaced, or maybe not replaced, maybe changed in some way. That's where my thoughts really get nuts. I didn't know what it could be, and I had no one to really ask, nowhere to go, because this wasn't normal. It wasn't normal thinking, and no one would even believe what I was saying. But right now, at that time, my focus was Aiden. All I needed at that moment was for him to just consider what I was saying. And he listens. He hears everything that I have to say. He doesn't even say one word while I'm talking. Then, as he downs another glass of wine after pacing around, he sits back down by me, takes my hands in his, puts them on his lap, and he holds them tight. And then he reiterates what he thought I was asking him to believe, that we had gotten pregnant and that somehow I had alien contact, and these otherworldly beings wanted our baby so much that they either took it or did something to it for later. But either way, what was growing inside of me was not the original. That was the point, right? Now it was something else. Somehow and in some way, I was carrying something else. All I did, all I could do, was nod through my tears at Aiden. Now, I knew his head would be spinning with all of this, and so because of that, I saved all the other clues that I was putting together for right then in that moment. This was the moment I hoped to get Aiden over the edge. I needed to push him to believe, or I needed him to prove me wrong. One side of the argument had to win. The concern I saw in his face was not very telling at that time. He was looking at me, and he was scared too. I mean, was I losing my mind? Was I sick in some other way? He was trying to find the rationale, just as I had done for days. My heart went out to him, but I had no answers. I squeezed his hands and told him about how I had thought through the same process that was going through his mind. It sounded way too out there, like science fiction, a book story maybe. But that's not what this was, and I needed him to listen. I got up from the couch this time and leaned down and lifted up my long skirt, showed him my ankles. Even he could see the marks that were eerily similar to what would seem like bands or restraints on my ankles. Then I pulled my hair out of the bun and showed him the length. I am your stereotypical young career woman. He hears me talk about my hair and my makeup, getting my nails done, things like that all of the time. Even Aiden can't deny that something was different. He had been gone, but not gone long enough for my hair to grow, an inch or two. And my nails? It was all unexplainable. I hadn't changed our vitamin regimen. I hadn't done anything. I'd actually been more lazy than I usually am because I was strange. I was timid. I felt terrified the whole time he was gone, basically. Aiden gets up and stands by me, taking my hands into his again. His idea was that we just needed to calm down and try to figure out what was going on. And don't misunderstand, I'm giving you the summarized version here. I know the ghost talks about that a lot. She does the same thing. A lot happened on that patio that night, and him thinking I was on the verge of going to some sort of psychiatric doctor was really on the table. Believe me, he thought maybe I was going nuts. If we weren't so close in our relationship, I'm pretty sure this would have ended worse than the reality that it already was to me. I turned over my arms next in his hands, and I looked down, and his eyes followed mine. Nothing really looked out of whack at first, but then I rubbed over that bump that I found. Pushing down on my skin, you could see it a lot better. Then he touches it, he pushes it, he feels around it. This new addition to my body, another one. And he agreed, it was not normal. We sat and chatted about all of it for hours. Sitting in the sun at first, then it's dinner time, turns into the cool night. We have cool night air and patio heaters going and the moon above us. That's how long we were sitting there chatting about just this. I can't say that Aiden fully believed me that day, but I can tell you that he started to get just as confused as I was. Without knowing anything about medicine, I mean, it's not like he's on a track to become a doctor. Even Aiden knew, though, that this was something too strange for any real explanation. What was going on? Believe me, to those that are listening, I could go on for days and days with this, but I can only honestly take so much at a time. But telling you what's been going on is almost like, you know, reliving the initial tear all over again. It's not just like telling a story, but I feel compelled to say what's happened anyway. And I want to know who else this has happened to. There is no way that these great alien beings from beyond picked only Aiden and I to be in whatever this is. That's what I was thinking at the time. What is going on and why us? Aiden was completely exhausted after our talks that Friday night, as was I. We went to bed, we flipped on the flat screen in our bedroom, as we do a lot of nights. He pretty much just passed out right away, whereas I stayed up for a while watching something, anything. Really, I was just in my head. I don't even remember dozing off that night, but the TV was still on when we woke up the next morning, and at least it was on. However, like all the surprises that I'd had lately, that morning was no different. First off, I didn't even want coffee. I went straight for the juicer, of all things, something I'd never do at that time. It was early, and really, I would have just wanted coffee. But anyway, with a prepared little medley, I went to town mixing all my greens. Aiden's just looking at me, and I'd be looking at him too if he was doing what I was doing. Why didn't I just want coffee, like I always did? Anyway, we go over to the couches. It was our normal routine. See if there was anything new going on that we just had to know. The TV worked, so that was good, and I start drinking my shake, and Aiden starts sipping on his coffee. And we start commenting on the never-ending news nightmare. When I looked at him to say something, he suddenly and without warning jumps up, spilling his coffee everywhere. I asked him what the heck was going on and what was he doing. All he was doing was pointing at me, shaking his pointer finger into my face. He finally sets down his coffee cup and leads me by my arms into the bathroom. Well, I get there and everything seemed fine. There was nothing new happening, so I thought. But he started going crazy then. He was telling me that there was definitely something going on, that when I was sipping my shake, my eyes were glowing. He said they took on a yellow or greenish color to them, and they actually seemed like they were lighting up a tad. And he kept saying it over and over, "Your eyes were glowing. Your eyes were glowing." Looking in the mirror, though, everything was fine. I thought of something. I went and grabbed my shake and started drinking it in front of the mirror. But I couldn't get it to happen again. Not that morning, anyways. But it did happen again, eventually, among a few other new things. It was never a down moment. That morning, however, that was the morning, and the point to this share, Aiden. That was the morning when Aiden and I started this journey together. He could not deny that something was going on. Like I said in my first share, what looked to be good news at first was really something very strange and scary. I was frightened, plain and simple. And it was raw terror, you know, raw fear. We like to mock fears like that, you know, when we're watching scary movies and we're telling each other scary stories. Well, I can tell you it's a very different thing when it comes from inside of you, au naturel. You know it's real and you don't know how to make it stop. Can't just flip off the movie or put the book away. And okay, guys, that's what Audrey and I, the ghost, talked about last night. There's so much, you know, when we're sitting there talking and figuring out what she wants to share and how to say it all, you really do realize how much they're dealing with, what she is dealing with. And I'm sharing this with you guys as we go along. This could very well be a job that I'm sharing on They Call Me the Ghost later down the road, telling you how it started, what happened in the middle, and how we left it in the end. But we're figuring this out together. Audrey, she's exhausted, but she really does want to get this out there, and I'm sharing it for her. There's more to come, so stick around, and thank you very much for being here today and taking a listen. Let Audrey know your thoughts. And anyone, again, anyone that thinks that they've had this happen to them, reach out. We'd love to hear from you. So thanks again, guys. And I will talk to you all soon.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.